We've removed item number 8, so we're going to move on now to item number 9. This is discussion and possible action. This is consideration of possible approval of a 99-year lease of the Ice House and associated real property to the Story County Jeep Posse for an annual rent of $1. Mr. Loomis,
again. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This, what's before you today is a proposed lease of the Ice House to the Story County Jeep Posse for a period of 99 years at the charge of $1 a year. That's authorized by state statute in if the entity to whom we are leasing the property is a nonprofit charitable organization, which the Jeep Posse does qualify as that. I reviewed their articles of organization, and they do meet the requirements for Chapter 82 for a corporation for public benefit. And with that, the county is authorized to enter into a lease of up to 99 years, which is what this lease provides.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Great.
In addition, Mr. Loomis has put this together as a 99-year lease. Really, what we think would be appropriate, and our team here is looking at when the last known lease was in 1992, and having this lease be retroactive to that period, and then that 99-year would start at that period. We would be respecting the lease that did exist during that time, continuing on, and as Mr. Loomis had said, is really what we're doing is cleaning up and creating a proper lease with proper indemnifications, proper scope of work, proper all of the things that should have happened in the 90s, as we are for other things in the county. We're looking at our ordinances, we're looking at our leases, we're looking at all kinds of documents countywide and going back and cleaning them up and making them right. In this case, we don't believe anything new is being provided. Really, what we're doing is going to something that existed, cleaning it up, doing it properly, and then taking that timetable and rewinding it back to 1992, which I believe would create a 72-year remaining lease under the new terms.
Okay, great. Chris, do you have any questions for Keith or Austin regarding this? Okay, well, we see that we have plenty of Jeep Posse members in attendance today, and others who might want to speak today. So we're going to open up for public comment. So anyone who wishes to speak on this, come on up. Ma'am? Pardon me? This has to do with this agendized item for the Jeep Posse lease. No problem. Okay, who would like to come up and speak?
Well, I hold the one for all of you, but I didn't want to wait.
Yeah, I'll wait.
Go ahead. I was going to go up with you.
Okay.
Commissioner?
All right, we'll start with the Hess clan.
Bum Hess, for the record, lobbyist with Story County. I'm going to let Raul do most of the speaking because he has most of the information. He's been keeping track, and he's been head of the scholarship for over 30 years now. So he'll have a lot more information, than I'll just come up later if I need to.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Raleigh Hess. So here we are. Through much deliberation and homework and digging and everything else, we, as a Jeep Posse, over the last, a couple of years now it's been going on, but we're in charge of that building, you know, the Ice House, and have been for many years, as you know. It's actually coming up on 60 years next year. And we maintain the Ice House the best we could. We put dead mans in the back. I don't know how many people have been up there. We put dead mans in the back because the whole thing was leaning towards the north. Big, strong cables to hold that wall up. Lots of expense involved on our part. If we wouldn't have done that, approximately probably 10 years ago now, that building probably would have fallen down by now. So we helped preserve that part of it on our own. And we're looking to greatly improve the south end, the southeast corner of that building, because we have some, when the snow blows and everything, and we get a lot of moisture back there, it does come into the Ice House, and we're going to improve that. So through meetings, what we did is we decided, let's hold off on pouring our own money into this thing and our own resources and our own people who, you know, would do the labor until we get, we actually know we have a legitimate and sound lease on this so we can continue preserving that property up there. So that's what's kind of prompted this is where we are now. I don't know if people have questions about the internal workings of the Jeep Posse. I've been in charge of scholarships for, I don't know how many years. It's probably 30. Yeah, a long time ago. We started, we could only afford one scholarship many years ago. That was for $250. We gave that away and we were broke for the rest of the year. We gave it to a scholarship, a local kid out of high school. Anyway, since then, we've given somewhere in the area between $50,000 and $60,000 to kids up here that are graduating from Story County High School. Well over 90% are non-members family. They come from all various parts of the county. I know there was some discussion about that, but trust me, most of the monies go to people that are outside the Jeep Posse, the kids that are deserving. So, and we have different requirements. You know, there's a 3.0 GPA average they have to maintain throughout high school. It's one of the requirements. They have to go to college on good standing, take a minimum of 12 credits while they're getting these funds. So in the last 10 years, at least, we've given out $5,000 a year. Because we have the funds to do it and we want to continue doing that. That's some of the part of the goodwill stuff. When Community Chest or any of the schools in the county ask us for some donation for various events, we have never, ever said no to them. It's an automatic yes. If it's $200, if it's $250, if it's send people to different conferences, all the way up to, I think, $500 we've given away. But lots of money we poured back into the community and the kids in this district here. So back to the lease, that's where we are. I'm in total agreement with where it wants to get restarted back in 72, I think you said, Austin. And that would give us approximately a 72-year lease, correct? Mm-hmm. So I'm in favor. I've talked to several of the members that are here. I'm in total favor of that, so. Any questions for me? One there. Okay. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Again, Bum Hess, Story County lobbyist here on behalf of the Jeep Posse. It's not just the scholarships that we give. 4-H goes up there, I believe, every week. Their weekend roll. Is that true? And they use our facilities up there. They have shooting practice, they have bow and arrow practice, they do rescue and things like that up there. So that's offered to them every weekend. We've done that for 20 years maybe. I don't really know the date, but quite a long time. The people come to us all the time and ask to use our facilities, and we have rules for that. We generally will let them as long as they're upstanding and we know that it's not going to be trashed. So we do let a lot of people use that facility. A lot of times there's no charge. Sometimes we do charge. It just kind of depends how that works. As far as I know, 95% of the people enjoy the Jeep Posse. You can call us ghetto boys. That's flattering to us, probably. We really don't care. We help people. That's what we're there to do. Yeah, we drink, but we're not a drinking club, but we drink. We also go out on search and rescues, you know, whenever we're called. You know, we're happy to still work with the sheriff at some point in time to look at going that route. But we're there to do something good for the community, whether it's scholarships or search and rescue or, you know, to just flat help people. So that's our motive, and we're just asking to be able to know that we have a good solid lease and so we can put our efforts into maintaining that building up there, which is one of the last remaining buildings of, you know, the old mining boom up here, which was the actual ice house. We got the ice from the reservoir and stored it up there. So that's all I have. If you guys have any questions, we'll meander back.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
All righty.
All right. We'll continue on. Who else would like to speak? Ms. Bard.
Nicole Bart, Story County resident. Keith, in looking at the new lease, comparing it to the one that's on record, which is merely a receipt of payment, what's missing in the new lease is the term being retroactive 92 to 2071. That's a missing, as well as the payment, which is the $1 per year. I've never seen a lease that doesn't have the time span that the lease is good for, as well as the payment. So that's a missing. Is that deliberate?
I'll address that.
Okay, go ahead.
So the fact that the lease is going to be retroactive in 1992 is something that's come up in the last couple of days prior to or after the time I drafted the proposed lease before you today. So what I would propose to do is if we're going to make it retroactive to 1992, I will provide an amended lease, which makes it identifies 92 as the starting date.
As well as the terms being a dollar a year?
Well, that is in the lease.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, I read it twice.
It's in the original lease.
Well, it's in what is on record.
Right.
But it's not in this. And if this is going to cover this, either you refer to this in this, or you just state what's in here. I'm just saying what they're leasing it for is missing from this. That's all. And then the second thing I'd like to say is that, I don't dispute what the Jeep Posse does, but I do dispute the fact that the county will be doing business with an organization that is comprised of full-born members only being men. And to the extent that you've got the Eagles that have been until recently, as well as the Clampers, both fraternal organizations. They own their own buildings with their own money. They don't get any county money or support. And as a recently inducted Eagles member, I'm happy to see that the Eagles at least have entered the 21st century and allow women into their organization. The Jeep Posse does not. And so I have to question how the county can do business, and this is doing business to the extent that you're providing an asset for next to nothing to an organization that broadly discriminates. Just a statement.
Thank you. Additional public comment?
Did you make discriminating that the last thing you said?
Yeah.
That's crap.
Well, if you'd like to speak, I need you to come up to the podium because I'll have you identify yourself for the record and speak loud enough so that the microphone picks you up. That way we'll have it all on record. Okay?
Well, howdy. My name is Deborah Durden, and I live up Washington Street in Virginia City. And she's another example of saying that women can't do this and that. No woman has applied, and she should have asked the gentleman if they do invite women. I just think it's nonsense, and it's just bringing attention to a non-existing problem.
Thank you. Additional public comment.
I'd like to apply to the Jeep Posse.
First of all, when you get up there, identify yourself for the record. This isn't a Jeep Posse meeting.
I know. My name is Robertina Ruth Pearson, known as Peppy Brown to most in town. I would gladly like to be part of your members. Your organization. I think you've done nothing but help our community. I'd be honored, and I don't think I'd probably meet your qualifications, but I'd like to show my friend over there that you guys are not discriminating, especially me. You put up with me every time I do anything with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Casey Kelly, Story County Jeep Posse President. I would just like to say that in our bylaws, there is nothing excluding women from our group. All folks who are asked to join the group are done through posse members who are already brought up. So what we do is they're invited into the group from other posse members. So there's nothing whatsoever that excludes women from our group in any way, shape, or form. So thank you.
Thank you, Casey. Additional public comment?
Commissioners, for the record, Sam Toll Goldhill. Want to compliment the Jeep Posse for their charitable efforts in years past. Clearly, they are contributing to the benefit of Story County. Commissioner McBride, as a fellow Eagle, as Ms. Bard pointed out, you're aware of the fact that both the Clampers and the Eagles own their historic building, and they were able to pay for those buildings with their own funds without the county involvement or encumbering their taxpayers. Now, in past commission meetings, there have been discussions of cell phone towers, leases, and revenue generated from those leases. Based upon testimony from Mr. Witten, at a previous county manager, the last two that were approved generate roughly $1,500 a month to the Jeep Posse's coffers, and there's an existing cell phone tower lease, which roughly generates the same amount of money. Does that match what county records show?
No.
Can you clarify that?
Completely off base on this.
Well, the point that I'm trying to make is that the Jeep Posse shares in revenues, whatever they are, whether they're $10 or, as Mr. Witten alluded to, $1,500 per lease, they would generate some money towards the Jeep Posse's.
How about if I stop you and get you on the right track before you get it all wrong? Okay.
Correct me then, please.
The Jeep Posse doesn't collect any money from the cell tower rent?
So the county collects it and then reimburses it to the Jeep Posse?
We don't reimburse them, no. We collect the money and we give them a block grant every year, just like we do all the other nonprofits in the county. And when you say that the Eagles and the Clampers raise their own funds to take care of their building, they do. The building that the Jeep Posse takes care of is a county-owned building.
Sure.
Okay.
Good. So,
so there's two points. I just want you to be on the right track because
you.
You're going to continue on making the same mistake over again.
thank you for correcting me.
By telling people that they're getting the cell tower revenue, they're not.
I'll go back and listen to Mr. Witten's testimony on record when I asked him how much money the monthly that the cell tower would generate.
Well, they probably generate that revenue, but not for the Jeep Posse. They generate it for Story County.
I understand that. I asked Mr. Witten directly how much money the Jeep Posse would enjoy, and he quoted $1,500 a month. So that's where I'm basing my information on. Be happy to correct that and stand corrected. The county owns several gyms, as you just described, St. Mary's, Piper's, Fourth Ward School. And each one of those buildings has a board of directors appointed by the county to govern those buildings. That's noticeably absent from our lease agreement with the county, with the Jeep Posse. And so then we come down to transparency. Mr. Hess alluded to the fact that the Jeep Posse has generously given perhaps $60,000 to Story County and other school graduates for their college education. Yet in the last scholarship award ceremony, noticeably absent, oh, I'm sorry, no, there they are right there. They gave away $4,000 to different school folks. So they are clearly doing a good job, but there's no transparency as to what else they're doing. I have requested from Mr. Kelly the 990s for the last 3 years and have yet to receive them. And so I think that the best move for the county is to allow the Jeep Posse to purchase the building at what would be a fair market value, allow them to use it as they see fit, like the Eagles and the Clampers use their buildings, remove the cell towers from that land, and allow someone like the Community Chest to take over the block grants that are generated from those cell towers, where they can be used in a manner that has a more direct and impactful manner on Story County residents.
Okay, I did interrupt you. I took away some of your time. But you want to wrap it up now? Because I know.
Sure. I think that the real question is whether or not this is the most appropriate way to handle it. If I was seated where you guys are, I would sell them the building, even at a discounted rate, given the fact that laws govern what you can sell county property for, and give the money that comes from the cell phone towers to the Community Chest, where it can be more directly applied. As we know, Eric Schoen can take a nickel and turn it into $100.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Additional public comment. Casey, we only give you one bite at the end.
Here it is, sir.
Hold it.
Thank you, sir.
Austin, you had some points you wanted to make?
Sure, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Just to bring up a couple things. One of the elements of the new lease agreement. Do you want me to continue?
Yeah. Okay, make it quick. We usually only give people one bite of the apple here, but...
Just to clarify one thing, Mr. Toll, when you come up here and you state some information that you have gathered, you got to do some research to make sure it's right, because what you told these people that we, unless I heard it wrong, that we gave out $4,000 in scholarships this past year, is that correct? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's what the scholarship award for Mr.
Know where you got that. It is not true.
Okay, Raleigh, go ahead and address the board. Okay.
The truth being is that we earmark $5,000 a year for scholarships or more. And hopefully we can continue that. So last year, this past graduating class, we had four applicants. And we decided as a committee, I have a scholarship committee I work with, since we have the $5,000 available, we give them, all four of them, $1,250 each, which equates to the $5,000, not four.
Okay.
Just want to clarify that.
Thanks for the clarification. Hey, Austin, you want to continue?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The new lease, it has an exhibit. The exhibit is a map. And that map is important for covering the amount of land that the Jeep Posse needs for all the things that were described, 4-H, et cetera, et cetera. It's important to note that those cell towers are excluded from the map. They are islands. They are not included in this. So that needs to be corrected. The lease, there was a mention of something to do with the lease, and it's, does it have any terms that the Jeep Posse has to do anything? And they do have to meet the public use benefit portion as well as other things. And then... there may be, going through this, I thought the dollar a year was mentioned in the new lease. It is in the old one. The old one, these folks had made a 99-year upfront payment for 99 years. I would look to the district attorney and see would it be possible then just to make a reference in the new lease. This board perhaps could vote on that to say a payment that was already made in 1992 of $99 will apply in this lease for the remaining 99-year period. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay.
I think we can do that, yes.
Sounds reasonable. I'll ask one more time if there's any more public comment. Then I'll ask my commissioners if they want to weigh in on this. Anything to say?
I'll weigh in on it. It seems to me that the majority of the questions and the comments today circle around justifying the existence of the Jeep Posse. And I think that's a foregone conclusion. They've been a great community support group here for 50 years. I'm not even sure how far back it goes. But in my mind, this action item has nothing to do with justifying their existence or what they've done or haven't done or how we should do something differently. As a lease, in 1992, there was a lease committed, there was consideration, we have a lessee, and this is an actionable lease that they could take up with us legally. So it appears to me that this a pretty simple item. We have an existing lease. They've agreed to allow us to revisit that lease and redraft, but they are sitting with a committed lease in this county today. And so are we going to go back and rewrite? Perhaps, but I think with their approval. Otherwise, I think they have action against the county, and that's my opinion.
Okay. I agree with you, Lance. First of all, as Austin pointed out at the beginning of this segment, this is basically cleaning up the verbiage in this lease. We do that a lot with ordinances and that. I'll state I'm not a member of the G Posse, but I'm a big advocate of the G Posse. I've always said this. I've said it publicly in this meeting before, that if I was lost or injured somewhere in Story County, those are the guys I want the sheriff to call because they know this county like the back of their hand. And there's a lot of experts in there with logistics and communications and first aid and that mine rescue, the whole gamut. I've been to weddings at the Ice House. I've been to memorials at the Ice House. I've been to many, many barbecues up there. I shot trap up there. I qualified my CCW up there. So I think the G Posse brings a lot to the table for this community, and so I wholeheartedly support this action. So, with that said, I'd like to give one of my fellow commissioners to a motion to approve this lease with the addendums that the chief deputy is going to go ahead and enter into.
I'll move to approve the redrafting of the lease subject to the approval of the G Posse and their consideration in light of the fact that they have an existing lease with the county today.
Okay. Have a motion? Do I have a second?
Yeah, since I got gypped out of my talking time, I just wanted to say that I do agree if we're cleaning up verbiage, we should not start the 99 years over. So with that said, I'll second the motion.
Okay, so I'm moving to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Very good. All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for showing up today.